Morning. Nice to see you all. Yeah, we looked at our kind of headline earlier that Christina mentioned, which is embrace the grace. And that's kind of a takeaway for you today to mull over, to think about. So if you take anything, take that. So turn to the person next to you and say, let's embrace the grace. Beautiful, beautiful. So Christina touched on this by saying, like, you know, sometimes we misunderstand what this grace or grace is all about. So what is grace? And in slides. Nope. There it is. In Exodus, we hear God described as being gracious. The Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in love, kindness, in loving kindness and truth. Now, on the Bible Project, it was an amazing site where it kind of gives you video clips of different definitions of things and stories in the Bible. Lots of information, and it's too long to watch this morning, but I would encourage you to go, if you get a chance, to watch it this week about grace. We could probably send the link around at some point. But there's a useful explanation of God's grace there. And the video explores the Hebrew word, I'm not great at pronouncing these, so bear with me, is kanun, okay? Which is related to the Hebrew noun of ken. Can you say that with me? Ken. Beautiful. You've all just learned a little bit of Hebrew, which is often translated as grace. So if I refer to ken, I'm talking about grace. But it can also be translated with words like delight, favor, or beauty. Ken, grace, can also be used to communicate an act of generous favor. And throughout the Bible, it's littered with examples where this generous favor of ken, of grace, is shown to lots of people who we might think, wow, they did not deserve any sort of grace from what they've been through or experienced. And it's given to them as a generous gift instead. And this chen, or grace, requires a generous spirit, which some of us may have from time to time, but we're human. And I know for me, I am not always gracious from time to time. And that we fall short of having that chen, or that spirit of grace. But there is one who shows it in abundance, who shows it all the time. And it's a huge character trait, and that is God. Father of grace. Grace is the love of God shown to the unlovely, the peace of God given to the restless, the unmerited favor of God. In his grace, God is willing to forgive us and bless us, even though we fall short. In Romans, it says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We're all going to fall short of the glory of God. We're never going to reach that ultimate because we're human and we live in a fallen world. But in Ephesians, it says, for by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not of your own doing. It is a gift of God. Not a result of our works, not a result of us messing up, doing well. It is a gift from God. Now, there's lots of examples that God shows this time and time again. But in the New Testament, when the authors refer to chen, they use the Greek word kaharis, which is gracious gift. And that gracious gift is Jesus. So Jesus is God's glorious kaharis, gracious gift, that becomes human in a world that is fallen and broken. Therefore, the life of Jesus, the resurrection and his death, are offered to us as a generous gift. All we have to do is accept it. Okay? Which sounds pretty simple, just accept it. Okay, so I've got something to give out. Apologies, parents. more sweets. I don't have enough for everyone, I'm afraid, and we'd be here all day, but I've got 10 sweets in here. Who would like one? Go on, Dave. Go on, Rich. Ruben. Annabelle. Go on, Rich. Yep, that Rich, sorry. Come on, Naomi. Esther. Dan. Robert. Anytime, no worries, Dave. As long as you, yep. Have you been left with any? Or you've got a choice of lemon or lemon? Oh no, there's an orange. Great. Thank you. No worries, thank you. Do you want one? Gotta come and get it though. Barney, last one, quick. So, a simple gift. A lot of you put your hands up immediately and were like, yeah, I want that gift, because you knew what it was. You knew what you were accepting. But when it comes to grace, it's not as simple as just coming and receiving it. And not all the time we can feel like we're doing that. And in the video on the From the Bible Project, it just says, all we have to do is accept it. And it sounds so easy and so simple, but in my eyes, that can be a huge challenge. So we're going to look at the reasons as to why it's a challenge for us to accept God's grace. Some people might think it's too good to be true. We might feel that we've messed up so much that we're beyond the reach of God's grace. We might have shame or guilt, meaning that I don't deserve it. We might have pride from stopping us from accepting it. Or we put a limit to what God can do with his grace. And a big one, we might put too much pressure on ourselves to live up to it. In the world we live in a culture which is performance driven, do well, here you go, reward. Do well at school, do well in these exams, great, here's a reward, you get a job, you get money. It's that performance driven life that we're fighting, or we're part of in a culture. A promotion at work. Well done, you've done well, you get a promotion at work. Lots of our thinking can be heavily based around our performance. So I want to look at an example from the Bible where this performance has kind of been misunderstood when it comes to their thinking on grace. So you've heard of the prodigal son, the story of the prodigal son, the parable. Yeah, hope so. It's a big one. There are two brothers in this story. There is an older brother, there is a younger brother, and there is their father, their dad. Okay. Now the older brother is angry, who's the guy in the background, that his younger brother is shown love and grace from his father. Because the older brother thinks, I've performed well, I've respected you, Dad. Why aren't I receiving it, when he knows what his brother's done, which is squandered all his inheritance, got caught up in bad thing, owing money, making mistakes. And in Luke 15:29, the older brother says, but look at all these years I've slaved for you and never disobeyed your orders. You never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with friends. Because when the younger brother returns, the father celebrates, kind of forgets what he's done, celebrates by killing a calf and having a big party. So the older brother is very much, I deserve the grace because I've done something. Why are they deserving it? And then you get the younger brother. But because of his failures, after he runs off, spends his money, eats with some pigs, he comes to a realization that suddenly, I have messed up. And that he doesn't deserve that grace. So he decides to go home. You know, and in Luke later on in Luke about this parable, it says, the younger brother says, I will set out and go back to my father and say, Father, I have sinned. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. So he didn't want to be seen as his father's son. He wanted to be seen as a servant so he could make up or repent or say sorry by doing good again and have favor or chen in the eyes of his father. So you've got one brother who thinks they deserve it because of what they've done. The other brother thinking, well, I don't deserve it, so I need to do some things to get it again. I think they both misunderstood the meaning of grace. And like we've kind of talked a little bit, it's not about our performance. It's not about how well we perform. It's not about how bad we perform. Doesn't mean we misbehave and run riot. We can still be nice and kind and loving and do well and be praised for it. There's nothing wrong for it. But when we start putting that above this gift of chen, of grace, it's important that it's not based off what we're doing. I stand up here a lot. I'm performing. Look at me. I need to do well. Oh, Rich is gonna slate me on Monday. He won't. But it doesn't stop me feeling at times, oh, I'm on performance, I'm up front. You know, I've got a job to do. I must perform. You've seen me cry. But it's not actually about our performance when it comes to grace. For the brothers, it should have been about just being the father's sons. And for us, it's about being a child of God, who we are loved unconditionally. Not about how well we behave, but because we're in a, you know, culture of performance, of doing well, that can be really hard to accept. So to conclude with, so God's grace and love exceeds our sin. Our sin is what we mess up in. But God's grace always trumps that, will always override that. So we must remind ourselves every day of our identity in God. Reading scripture such as, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. The love that God has for us will never change. Whatever we do, right or wrong, the moments we go through, the highs and lows, that love of God will always be there for us to accept as a gift. So it's a challenge, but it is as simple as embrace the grace.